Through the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam, Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about the new concept of death in the school of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to join us.
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى كربلاء كربلاء.
Today, Tuesday, is the 18th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Al-A'raf, verse 46 from the Holy Quran. I invite you to listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa baynahuma hijab. Wa 'alal a'raf rijalun ya'rifuna kullan bisimahum. وَنَادَوْا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَمْ يَدْخُلُوهَا وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ.
And between them will be a partition, and on its elevations are men who recognize all by their mark. And they call out to the companions of Paradise, "Peace be upon you." They have not yet entered it, but they long intensely.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Who are the people of A'raf? In the Islamic narrations and the statements of the commentators, there are some various attitudes about them. Some of them believe that these people are some saints of Allah who will stand on a high place between heaven and hell, and who recognize all people. Some others introduce these people as some weak persons who have both some sins and worshipping, and they are waiting for the grace of Allah. Yet perhaps the weak people are kept in A'raf waiting for their fate. But the saints of Allah who are standing on A'raf will come to help them and will intercede them. Imam al-Hussein knew he would be killed? Imam al-Hussein knew that he would be killed in Karbala, and still he went there. He gave his life, but he saved so many Muslims from going to hell. Those who supported Imam al-Hussein and are thankful to him and have sympathy for him, and most importantly love him mourn over his sufferings and take out rallies to keep his memories and his mission alive. On the other hand, those who planned the murder of Imam al-Hussein feel dejected at their misfortune and stop others to highlight the event less the culprits and the masterminds behind the tragedy of Karbala get exposed.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the concept and phenomenon of death as viewed by Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. From this point, it must be indicated that as Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam initiated his movement all in anticipation of receiving the divine rewards, we find that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was never scared of death. Rather, Imam al-Hussein al-Islam quite knowingly and out of his decision decided to be martyred in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although Imam al-Hussein al-Islam was certain about his and his companions' situation in the afterlife, he showed the situation or the station in the afterlife on the eve of Ashura to all of them. Yet, it must be indicated that none of the companions of Imam al-Hussein al-Islam felt scared about the situation, about martyrdom. And in this way, we find that the meaning and significance of death was totally different to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his martyred companions. In other words, all of them decided to choose martyrdom at will and quite knowingly out of full knowledge.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. A nice sentence, a life like Ali and a death like Hussein. Imam Hussein's martyrdom at Karbala provides evidence of the moral victory of right over wrong, of virtue over vice, of principle over compromise, of the oppressed over the oppressor, the ultimate victory of blood over sword, a lesson teaching humankind through the inscription of blood on the scroll of human history, how he conveyed to the world through his struggle, the meaning of life, that living in truly a value which offers itself for a cause greater than itself. That to die with honor is better than living in subjugation to injustice. For those conscious of their moral obligations, consistently striving against injustice and oppression, every day is Ashura and every place is Karbala. The killing of Hussein is in fact the death knell of Yazid, as Islam is revived after every such Karbala.
Assalamu alaykum, ya Abu Abdullah. Wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifana'ik. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار تعالى جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين. وعلى علي بن الحسين. وعلى أولاد الحسين. وعلى أصحاب الحسين. الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام.
In this part, we're gonna speak about ethical dilemma of Umar ibn Sa'd. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Umar ibn Sa'd came to Karbala and did what he did, but Imam still tried to convince him till the end not to do it. History narrates that it is the night of Ashura, or nights leading up to it. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, was warning Umar ibn Sa'd with the intention of saving him. Imam alayhi salam told him, "Do you realize what a hell you are preparing for yourself with this crime?" Umar ibn Sa'd replied, saying, "This governorship is his dream come true." Imam Hussein offered him whatever dunya pursuits he wanted, but warned him, "Please don't commit this crime. That is the difference between having dunya in this world and worshipping it." Imam Hussein warned him, "You will never be able to taste the wheat of Ray." Umar ibn Sa'd, with his compound arrogance, replied by making fun, saying, "If I cannot get wheat, then barley is also fine. Love of dunya is the mother of every mistake." Imam warned us about love of dunya. Imam Hussein always spoke about that choice you make when at the crossroads. Imam Hussein's guidance is that this dunya is not everlasting. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Peace and salutations upon you, O Master of Martyrs, Ya Sayyid al-Shuhada. We talked about benefiting from Ziyarat Ashura. The Quran talks about those that have perseverance and those that have forbearance and those that have patience. And when musibat comes upon them, he gives them reward for this musibat. He gives them reward for this calamity. And there's a verse of the Quran. It says, "Ulaika alayhim salawatu min rabbihim." For those that say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un," those that say, "Indeed we belong to God and indeed to Him we will return," salawat of God will be upon them. The salutations of God will be upon them. Min rabbihim wa rahma. And their mercy, His mercy will be upon them. So who deserves the mercy and salutations of Allah the most during this affliction? It is Imam Mahdi. And therefore, when our decrees want to be finalized, it is linked to Imam Mahdi. When we want to connect to God in the night of Qadr, it is linked to Imam Mahdi. Because he is the one that is truly grieving. He is the one that is truly sad. He is the one whose azadari or matam or sorrow and crying is accepted. Therefore, whatever blessings Allah is going to give us and the followers of the Ahlul Bayt first goes to Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala faraja, then spreads out to us. If the reality of Ashura were to befall us and we were be able to see it completely how it is, we could not bear it. Only one person can bear Ashura and seeing it truly in this world, and that is Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala faraja. Therefore, we need to connect to Imam Mahdi, and we use Imam Hussein and his movement and Ziyarat Ashura. It is a bab, it is a door. We go through the door of Imam Hussein, and through this door, we reach our own Imam, Imam Mahdi.
So we follow this interesting topic, I mean the death in Imam Hussein's view. So I invite you to listen to the next episode of today's special. Until then, في أمان الله.
اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي 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 ممات محمد وآل محمد.